birthplace of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. We've got a big night tonight. The president making a speech. We will give you some of the highlight, at least what I've heard him say in the last few minutes. And along with that breaking news, we're going to spend the evening talking about news. There's the news stories that the media will talk about, and there's the ones that they should be talking about, and they are not talking about. And so we're glad to be able to bring you tonight's broadcast live from the Balance of Nature Studios, per usual, Kevin McCullough in the great city of New York. And thank you for being here, wherever you're at. And I want to say a big welcome and a big thank you to the staff at KPXQ AM 1360 in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. This is a brand new station for us. We've never been heard on KPXQ. This is a Salem Media Group radio station, and we are very, very grateful. Tom Brown and the team there have opened their arms to us, and we are hoping to, for those of you in the Phoenix area, we're hoping to make a really fun Saturday night for you every time. Now, that is a faith-based station. I am a faith-based person. But this is not per se a religious show of any sort. So those of you listening for the first time, no, we're not going to have Bible study or sing worship songs. This is going to be taking a look at the news from a distinctively Kevin McCullough perspective, which is rooted firmly in my faith and so forth. So we're grateful to have that opportunity and to be with you tonight. And I also want to say a big welcome to the entirety of the Biz Talk Radio Network, which joins us, I believe, for the first time tonight as well. And we're looking forward to being on all of those stations. Here's how it works. I talk about stuff from the news, and you are allowed to jump in at any point. The phone number is 800-340-3373, 800-340-3373. Is that the right phone number? Did I? 888-340-3373. How did I get that number wrong? It's even on the screen right in front of my face. This is impossible. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. And anything that we discuss, you are more than welcome and invited to actually join us and to jump into the discussion wholeheartedly. And tonight we're going to talk about something that is really irritating to me. And for those of you that are brand new, we've got a lot of new stations listening. We talk a lot about what's on the front page. So if it's on the front page and if it's, making headlines, we take some effort to try to discuss it and to get into it. But here's kind of the bottom line for all this. If we can't come to some sort of common sense in our culture, our country's going to be in deep, deep trouble. And so we talk a lot about common sense. We talk a lot about the way things should be. And if you disagree with me, which many people do, we push you right to the front of the line. So tonight, Andrew's on the phones, and we've got the full accoutrement of Ivan and Nick running the, for those of you listening by way of radio on the stations for the first time, too, we also simulcast on a television network that is in some 66 markets across the country. And so some people are watching us, some people are just listening to us, and we welcome each of you. I am so grateful that each of you join us. Because it's fun to be the most syndicated and most widely distributed weekend talk radio broadcast in America, but it's even more fun to talk to the people that we reach. So when we open the phones on topics, 888-340-3373, you are welcome to jump in. All right, so here's what we've got. Tonight, let's go to the big board. We've got some interesting stuff because everything that's on the slate tonight, normally, I put pictures on the screen that are going to be indicative of our guests. And normally, we have a guest in the first hour, maybe, and then we have a ladies' lounge guest. I gave all the ladies the week off this week. I said, hey, it's July 4th. You deserve some time with your family. Go enjoy. Now, next week, we'll have Ashley Papa back. We talk about relationships about every month or so with Ashley. She'll be back. But tonight, we're just going to do, it's just going to be you and me with the phones. But here's the thing. I've got on the screen a variety of news media stories that either are being covered or should be covered. And it's gotten predictable what is covered, and the things that are not being covered, I believe, are more important than the ones that are, and I want to test that theory with you tonight. 888-340-3373. Now, we all heard last week that the president was busy tweeting again, and that in the process of his tweets, he said some things that were harsh, and he has said things that were very harsh. I think we have the graphic of what he said to Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough from the Morning Joe show. He said, I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago, that's his resort, three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Now, this is obviously a cut and a dig at her plastic surgery, their desire to party with the famous people, et cetera, et cetera. Now, these tweets have now, it's been treated as though, when he tweeted that, it's been treated as though we have dropped nuclear bombs on four other countries and innocents are dying in the street from the radiation and the acid of the fallout of the weapons. And if you hear the people on the Morning Joe talk, and we'll play you some audio a little bit later in the show, it's, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that the president, they're almost all talking in Batman voice. It's been absolutely pathetic that the president is now doing what he's doing. I don't know that America feels really that strongly at all about Mika Brzezinski, or whether or not, because this is the thing about the president. He doesn't do these tweets, out of the blue. He never starts it. If you've ever noticed anything about the president's tweeting, it's always in response to people that come at him. Now, it'd be one thing if he was just walking down the street, firing off tweets at people. Hey, ugly guy sitting on the train, you stink, signed Donald. It'd be one thing if that was the case. But when you hear some of the stuff that Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough talk about on their morning show, if you understand the illicit nature of how their relationship came about and kind of the murky, morally compromised world they all live in to begin with, it is interesting to see that when they did lower their sights on him, that he fired back. It's not the words I would use. It's not a topic that I would discuss. It is certainly not a methodology that I would be advocating or even any good at. But the interesting thing, and I think that Mika Brzezinski sells Donald Trump a little bit short on this. I think that normal people that voted for Donald Trump actually think he's doing a fairly good job, and that when people come at him like this and he kind of responds in the attack back, that they just don't get that rattled by it. Now, I could be wrong, but what's interesting is he crossed the highest threshold in like five major opinion polls that they've had in the polls since he came into office the week after this the majority of this controversy took place. He's now above 40% in more polls than he's been in since coming to office. There is something disconnecting from the president and what people are saying are his, death knell actions and how awful it's going to be, and what the voters actually think. And we'll explore this tonight. But the other portion of this that's kind of interesting is that not only do you have the story that the press is bated breath, waiting for on the Mika and the Joe and how they responded and what's he going to do next and will he? That's all about. Then there's the Russia thing CNN has literally committed like 93% of its programming to, and there's an expose that's being pulled out by James O'Keefe this week in the follow up to this, and it's being exposed that CNN most of the people that broadcast at CNN don't believe the stuff that they're talking about. They don't believe their own narrative on the story of Russia and collusion and the Trump presidency being connected with it. That's the story. The fact that Van Jones tells a reporter that he doesn't know is taping him, oh, yeah, the Russia story is a nothing burger, and we have the audio, and then turns around and goes on CNN and says, you know, this is a terrible thing, and he should be impeached for this and all the rest of it. You can't have it both ways, Van Jones. Either it's a nothing burger or it's an impeachable offense, but you can't be riding both sides of that fence. And the interesting thing about James O'Keefe is he's caught him on tape doing this, along with a number of other staffers at CNN that are admitting that it's a business decision. It's not a justice decision. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about why these things are going on tonight and get your reaction to all of them as we go through the evening. Anyway, it's Kevin McCullough. Our phone lines are already open, 888-340-3373. We are live from New York, 888-340-3373.
Biologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take balance of nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north.
Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, thank you for being there as well. We are so thrilled to be able to get to you in almost any capacity where you may be at. And we are glad that those of you that want to jump in on the phone call, we're going to be all phone lines tonight. I'm telling you, I gave the ladies the night off, so there is no ladies' lounge tonight. And we are just going to talk with you about the work that the media is doing. I've kind of titled this. It's the stories that the media won't let go of, versus the stories that they should at least be covering. And that's the real dilemma that we have here, is that there's stories that they should be like a dog on a bone about, and they're ignoring those while they are obsessing about things that really make no difference. But they believe, the media head honchos, Jeff Zucker at CNN and the top guys at NBC, both believe that there's money to be made and business to be had by trying to bring the president down by any means necessary, even if it means that, for instance, the entire story that they're working on is completely bogus. Now, let's start with the story that they are covering. This last week, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, we've got an example of what it was that caused the president to send those original tweets in this little summary report by Business Insider. Take a look. Trump has viciously attacked, he viciously attacks on Twitter. And I read you the tweet earlier. It's about Mika and Joe. The tweets came after Brzezinski slammed Trump on MSNBC for, quote, having fake Time magazines hanging at his golf courses.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country. He's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
So members of the Republican Party have voiced their disapproval because he wrote back, Lindsey Graham among them, saying the tweet was beneath the office, represents what is wrong with America. Senator Ben Sasse, please just stop. It's not normal. It's beneath the dignity. Brzezinski made a poster for Instagram called Made for Little Hands. And that's it. But that's what he responded to. She said destroying the country, lying every day, etc. So this president, it's odd in a way that I've never seen any president. He is supposed to just take this from the media outlets. This kind of conversation where, you know, he's trying to destroy the country and he's lying every single day. And it's not one network. It's almost all of them. Even Fox News has begun to tilt more centrist in its discussion, both in its newscasts and also in its written editorial. I read the Fox News website quite a bit. It's amazing how everywhere people are just going full guns blazing. Meanwhile, there is news about the Senate health care bill. There is news about the fact that he's honoring veterans tonight in a ceremony in Washington, D.C. that no one is covering. It is very interesting that he has all of these other things going on, stopping ISIS, watching Syria back off. Syria was going to launch a chemical attack about a week ago. They completely backed down because of his warning to them. He's having an amazing impact with our allies, with our enemies. People are very much taking America seriously. And astounding thing is that no one's covering any of that. But if he says Mika Brzezinski had plastic surgery and were trying to be hangers-ons at his New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago, suddenly he's the worst human being that's ever lived. I don't get it. Now he said it in kind of a gross way. You know, she was bleeding from a facial procedure, et cetera, and it was a bad one, and she didn't look very nice, and you know. But you called him a liar who's trying to destroy the country. Like, he called you ugly, and you called him evil. Now, that's the sum total of what happened there, and it's happened every single day since he's been in office. Now, meanwhile, so that's the story that the media is covering. Now, meanwhile, Project Veritas, led by James O'Keefe, has uncovered many truths about the CNN coverage of the Russia collusion story. You know, there are 9 Russian collusion investigations that have been opened and that are currently underway and have been for months, and not a single one of them have found any evidence of collusion actually having taken place. You know who else knows that? The people reporting the stories. So Van Jones is a guy that does the he comments on Anderson Cooper and other shows on CNN. And Project Veritas this week released a video in which Van Jones was caught calling the Russian investigation a complete nothing burger. This audio from the Project Veritas project exposing Van Jones. Take a look.
This is Mr. Zucker's residence on 3264th Street.
I'm sorry, this is the wrong
audio.
This is Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN. We can show you this, though, because James O'Keefe, in this, he's actually trying to get Mr. Zucker to respond to the fact that he's got multiple CNN staffers now calling the Russian collusion stories nothing burgers on his cameras when they don't know that he's taping. Go ahead and roll the rest of that. This is James O'Keefe trying to
Mr. confront. Zucker's residence on 3264th Street in New York City.
This is James O'Keefe. How are you? You have a comment, sir, about the Russia story. Okay. That was pretty cowardly there, wasn't it? That was pretty cowardly. Take a look at that.
Jeff Zucker fled the scene, and his bodyguard and doorman blocked them from talking with him. He normally just kind of easily walks out. He rushed to his SUV this particular morning.
Yeah, 7 a.m., right? Today, he came out at 8 a.m. He's tried to split us out for an hour.
All right, so that's enough of that. So that's what happened. Jeff Zucker is the guy that at CNN, even when Donald Trump pulled out of the climate accords, they covered it for 24 hours, and then he came back into the newsroom, according to reports from inside CNN, and said, okay, enough of that. Time to get back to Russia. And there's no evidence on the Russia story. But it's good for ratings to call the president a liar. But the Van Jones piece is what I'm interested in playing a little bit of, Nick, if you've got it. And if not, we'll get it in the next break. So it's not a problem. But Van Jones, a very well-known liberal pundit for CNN, openly saying there's no there. They've got another producer by the name of John Bonifield, also said in the first video they released this week, there's nothing there. And he understands why the president would say it's a witch hunt. So here's what I'm interested in hearing from you. 888-340-3373. Are you in agreement with me that the Mika story and his Twitter feed is stupid and shouldn't be covered at all, and that the media should be covering these other stories? Or are you of an opinion in agreement with CNN that Russia story is as big as anything and should be thoroughly investigated? Curious as to your thoughts on it. It's Kevin McCullough. We always enjoy having you with us on Saturday nights live from New York. And if you're part of the new group that's with us from Phoenix, Arizona tonight as well, thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. There's a live shot if you're watching Biz TV of Times Square, and it's a busy night in New York. We had some rain earlier in the day, but the tri-state mostly dry now and enjoying a nice night in New York. The media is stuck on a president who tweets mean things about women. 888-340-3373. Is that something that you feel like he should be impeached for? Did you know that there are 20 Democrats now that have signed a pledge to support a piece of legislation to have Donald Trump removed from office according to the 25th Amendment, which is the allowance for the president to be removed for psychological or incapacitation issues. These people are real. And it's the same group of people that are shooting everybody and trying to kill everybody. We'll get to that story in a second. Because there is one party that has been attacked 42 times since May 1st, violently, physically, and it's not the Democrats. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So Van Jones is a well-known pundit at CNN. This is what Project Veritas caught him saying about President Trump and the collusion story this last week.
Hey, man. We met in Palm Springs a few years back.
Good to see you, man. You good?
Yeah. How you been? What are you doing? What do you think's going to happen this week? I mean, with the whole Russia thing.
The Russia thing is just a big nothing burger.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that...
There's nothing there you can do. Yeah. The Russia thing is just a big nothing burger.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that...
All right, hold it right there. That's all you need to know. That's all that's necessary. That's Van Jones, the liberal African-American CNN primetime commentator who comes on and Trump should be impeached for the Russia connection. He stole the election. Russia stole the election. Trump helped him. He just told someone that he doesn't think is taping him that it's a nothing burger and there's nothing there that you can do. Meaning there's no actionable evidence. There's nothing there. He's saying the same thing that the 9 investigations have come up with, and they haven't been able. So what's your take on that? Is that equally as important a revelation as whether or not he tweeted something mean, whether he called a girl ugly? 888-340-3373. Now I know some people. I argue with them on Fox sometimes, but I know some people that would be like, oh, no, calling a woman ugly is much worse. Okay, trying to dismantle the government that the people elected, that's not a problem, but calling a woman ugly is, especially when that woman has been behaving ugly towards you. Now, I'm not saying he's right in doing it. That is not a methodology that I embrace. I'm asking you to choose, though, based on the value system that you have in your mind as to where the line gets drawn. The next morning after he tweeted, let's show the tweets again. And this is what he said to Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with Psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago 3 nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. They wanted to come party with his group at Mar-a-Lago last New Year's, December 31st of 2016, nearly 2 months after the election. And he said, no, you're not invited. Now, he didn't have to put the personal stuff in there, but then she goes on Instagram and makes issues of how small his hands are. She's calling him not a real man. She's saying he doesn't have real manhood. That's her. So what is this? This is 2 third graders on the school ground. And she started it. He responded. And then she starts crying. Oh, he's picking on me. Now, last week, you literally had Republicans losing their minds. Mr. President, this is beneath the dignity of the office. Mr. President, this is not something we should be doing. Instead of just saying, you know what? Mika's been going after him every day he's been in office. You know what? Mika has said the ugliest things that he's trying to destroy the country and lying and all the rest. And he called her out. This is his way of calling out the people that are coming right in his face about it. 888-340-3373. So when we come back, I'm taking your calls on this next. I think we just filled up all of our phone lines, but call anyway. And as soon as one frees up, you'll be right in line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Being brought to you, of course, tonight by the good people at Christian Solidarity International, the good people at MyPillow.com, the good people at BalanceOfNature.com, and we are so glad to be with you every single week. Also, LandmarkCapital.com. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Rosalie had severe back pain, but she couldn't find a solution in the medical world. She was on disability. She couldn't drive, sleep, or sit without the pain. And being a nurse and a woman of God, an idea came to her. Most back braces are designed to compress the spine, and sometimes that intensifies the pain. fails to relieve any back pain, but not her zero compression back brace. Its unique design maintains proper posture and helps you achieve that while you drive, sleep, sit, swim, or exercise. It's the zero compression back brace, and it relieves back pain instantly. It's designed for women, men, pregnant women, and the price for the relief is affordable. Only $49.95 when most other products start around $100. Zero compression back brace, only $49.95. Learn more, see testimonials, endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. It will help relieve your back pain immediately. Endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you about a new organic beverage that you are just going to love. It's got succulent fruits, natural flavors. They're all healthy for you. Did I say the word healthy? All natural? Makes sense, right? It's called Limation. It's a dream for lovers of true organic beverages who want great taste and quality. There's zero preservatives, dyes, chemicals, nothing in it that's not natural, wholesome goodness in every sip. Founded in 2014 by Charmaine DaCosta, who's been a guest on my show, Limation created to give people a refreshing alternative to those traditional beverages. It's an energizer for your mind, body, and soul, and it's got amazing flavors. Heavenly lavender, exotic passion fruit, delicious watermelons. Raining in my mouth just thinking about it right now. Get Limation in stores, but also take advantage of the special opportunity to get Limation sent to you door to door. Go to mylimation.com. That's L-I-M-A-T-I-O-N, mylimation.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676.
So glad you're with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge in Lower Manhattan tonight, and we're grateful that you're with us. The president has now concluded his remarks to a group of freedom lovers in the nation's capital at the Kennedy Center tonight. He honored our nation's veterans, the first time that's ever been done, and kind of a cool little event down there. They had a lot of patriotic music and a combined choir and so forth. We're talking about the news that the media is covering versus the news that it's not covering and your reaction to it. Evidently, NBC and CNN believes you want to know about Russia collusion and what the president tweeted all the time, nonstop, instead of knowing about things like what the Senate vote was for health care and what we're doing with ISIS and when we're going to get tax reform and health care reform through. Because, you know, those things actually impact millions of people, as opposed to Mika Brzezinski, the silver-spooned heiress here in New York, who had an illicit affair with her co-host on MSNBC, busted up their families, And now has facelifts, evidently, and evidently did not have one going well when she begged Trump if they could visit Mar-a-Lago at Christmas. And he mentioned it, and then the whole world's like, oh, my goodness, he's the devil. Actually, I think they're going to try to find a reason to make him the devil no matter what he does. So this is the story that they are breathlessly, you know, doing that number on. And let's see what you have to say. Let's start with Frank in Des Moines, Iowa, who is first in line tonight. Hello, Frank. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I'm privileged to be first in line. Well, first thing, I would just suggest, how many of those people that have signed on to impeachment didn't show up at his inauguration anyway?
That's true. That's a fair question because, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus boycotted the inauguration, right. And they, I think the 20 members may be, I think that may be mostly who it is.
Well, and second, I saw a great meme this week, Trump saying something to the effect, if you stop lying about, or when you stop lying about me, I'll stop telling the truth about you. Now, what did Trump really say in this text? There was no profanity used. There was no vulgarity used. Now, Kevin, here's the larger point and the more important point to the whole conversation. We have been sold a bill of goods in this country the last number of years, couple of decades, that we live in a genderless society. Traditional roles of male and female are out. Stereotypical roles of male and female things are out. So how is it, on one hand, men and women are the same commodity, but yet we can't insult women?
Yeah, I'm not interested in having a discussion that leads me to the point where I'm defending the insulting of anybody, especially women. I have to go home to one tonight. I want to have a good relationship with the person that I'm sharing an abode with. But your point is an accurate one. But your point is an accurate one because in the culture, Mika Brzezinski, hear me roar, all of a sudden someone calls her a name on the playground and she's like, oh, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I think this is a play for 2020. I think it's a play for Republican women, or women in general, 48% of college-educated women that voted for Trump. I think it's a posturing play to go after the women who voted for Trump. It didn't work the first time. They voted for him anyway, despite the TMZ video.
Right.
The guy, when you hit him, he's going to hit you back. And it's bred into his DNA. It's something he can't help himself from doing. He's a business animal, and this is what you have to do to survive in the business world.
You know what he is, Frank? He's a caged animal. Like you really poke him, and he doesn't take it. He says, you know, that's enough. I've had enough. He's a boxer. He's a heavyweight fighter.
He's been biting his tongue.
Yeah.
He's been taking this incoming from Joe and Mika for a couple of weeks to a month, 6 weeks now, and he finally unloaded on him. And I don't see anything wrong with what he said. He didn't say anything vulgar or profane. He just basically said that he's been called insane. There's been poo jokes references made to him. He's been called a thug. He's been called a goon. He's been called a schmuck. He's been called an idiot. He's been called a liar, all by Joe and Mika. And he simply told the truth about an event that happened, that she showed up at his Mar-a-Lago thing with a facelift that wasn't totally healed yet. So what did he do wrong?
Yeah. Well, Frank, you're articulating the defense of it perfectly. Thank you for the call. Just like another woman did, by the way, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who said, you know, she chastised the whole White House press pool on Friday. Because they came in and all they wanted to ask about was, you know, the tweet this and the tweet that. And she's like, guys, you know, the White House press corps, we call you guys in here because we have stuff to report to you every single day. Did you know we're working on like 13 different initiatives all at the same time? And all you want to do is come in here and talk about his Twitter feed. That's not news. It's kind of funny because on my actual day-to-day broadcast here in New York Drive Time on AM 970 The Answer, I gave it almost zero airplay because it's not news. These are poorly behaved people that had been
poking the bear for a long time, and he poked back. But when you poke the bear, he doesn't poke back. He swipes his big, heavy paw across your face. So don't poke a bear. That's you know, if you've got a legitimate criticism, I think he'd be open to hearing legitimate criticism. But just to say that he's trying to, you know, turn the country over to Russia and that he stole the election, this stuff gets old. You know, there's this other issue that has been bothering me for the last couple of weeks. I did some research a couple of weeks ago, and I wrote a piece about how evil the Democrats are really responding to anybody associated with Trump, including everyone in the Republican Party. Did you know that since May 1st, there have been now 43 physical attacks, assaults? One woman tried to run a congressman off the road. You know about the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, that injured Steve Scalise. But there have been 42 different members of Congress, Senate, friends or persons of the president that have been directly wishing or hoping or attempting to implement violence against them. It started with, you know, Kathy Griffin, the severed head thing. There's been a whole ton of celebrities that have gotten very graphic. Snoop Dogg put in his video the idea that he would blow the president's brains out with a gun. That made the final cut of the video. Anyway, we'll talk about that and much more as we continue with your calls next. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York. I believe that's the Broadway Bull. It's so dark at the end of Broadway. That's right in Broadway and Wall Street. And if you're in the financial district and you come to visit the city, you know, go see it in the daytime. It's easier to see because that bull's dark. It's dark. The lights aren't on all the time. So anyway, glad you're here. 888-340-3373. The stories that the media is reporting versus the stories that they're not. We're taking your calls across America. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Tyler is calling from Nevada, listening to KKFT. Great affiliate in the Reno area. Hello, Tyler. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hello from the Silver State of Nevada.
There you go.
I'm one of the folks that would support Donald Trump if he stood in the middle of Times Square and shot Megyn Kelly through the head.
Well,
I'm absolutely devoted to the fact that he is going to change this country in a way that gets us back on the right track as a democratic republic.
Yeah.
When people have tweets like that and people get all up in arms because of the content of them, I think that we should all bear in mind the lessons from history. Back in Thomas Jefferson's time, they had rumors that he had had sex with Sally Hemings. It was never substantiated, and Jefferson chose not to answer because he thought it was below the office of the president. That was actually quoted from him. And as a result, his opponents were able to constantly say it over and over again without challenge.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the fundamental Marxist tenet that the oft-told lie becomes true. Now, I do think that President Trump could use some advising regarding the content and the way he phrases these things. He's using the tweets to bypass the media filter, which is a good thing. However, he's doing probably equal damage by throwing in some of these ridiculous side comments.
I would say, Tyler, on some level I agree with you, but here's the thing that really blew me away. This has to do actually with a Megyn Kelly report from last Sunday night. I've been watching her Sunday night show, and she interviewed the guy that wrote Hillbilly Elegy, J.D. Vance, I think is his name. And he explained that Trump's appeal to the people, particularly like the Rust Belt voters that he carried surprisingly, is that they live really hard lives. And I would say for the middle class of America and the average person for the last 8 years, we're very familiar with stuff that's easily as evil as what is being said, the way these two are going back and forth at it on Twitter and so forth, and that they just don't care. What they really like, in fact, they kind of like it because they see a guy that's fighting for what he believes, and even if it's a little dirtier or a little more hard-hitting than what they would on an average day, they know that it's earnest. And they haven't had a guy in the White House in the last 40 years that they felt like would really go to the mat for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the one thing, though, is that we have to think long term, is that what are we doing as we degenerate?
Yeah, Tyler, I got to run. The computer's about to cut me off. This is Radio Night. Thank you for the call, though. Please call back. I love your calls anytime. 888-340-3373. It's Radio Night Live.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMS. I am not...